Eva Oropati is the principal of Papamoa College and speaks of the shock of the halting of much-needed infrastructure building at one of the fastest-growing schools in our country. Eva, of course, is the, well, obviously the best footballer out of the Oropati clan. He's with us today. Hey, Eva, tēnā koe.
Matua.
Tēnā koe.
How are you?
I'm good, Eva. It's been a while since we've crossed paths, but it's lovely to talk with you again. And, of course, we're all very mindful of the famous Oropati clan from Panama Road. So it's good to catch up with you again, Eva. Mate, last time I thought you were at Botany College, but how long have you been at Papamoa?
Been there for about a year and a half now. Beautiful place in the world, and I was pleased to get out of Tamaki Makaurau.
Oh, come on now, mate. Come on now. Panama Road's never been the same.
Not a single traffic light from me and the Kuta, and no signs of any road cones.
Tēnā, well, sounds pretty appealing, doesn't it? How big's Papamoa College, brother?
Papamoa is about 1,800 this year, with probably growing by about 50 to about 100 kids every year. As you know, Dale, Papamoa as a region, it is the fastest growing suburb in Aotearoa.
Talk with us about infrastructure then, Eva. Can you give us an idea of construction? When you took over a year and a half ago, I guess there were plans on the table, but much of them not being fulfilled. This is an example of the struggle that many kura are facing with buildings, etc. What's the situation physically of your environs?
The entire project was about a $65 million property build. So Papamoa is it's just over 13 years old. So it's a relatively new school, but the current stage of our build was worth about $60 million, of which they've completed about $45 million of it. So there's two more buildings that needed to be completed in order for us to be fully ready for a expected roll of about 2,100.
So what's the situation with that last stage of the build, although it's significant, Pūtea 20 mil? What, it's not going ahead as a result of political mindset?
Yeah, and this is a crazy thing, Dale. At one minute, it was all guns blazing. We were heading into completion with just another year to go. And then it was off almost over the Christmas period. This is the crazy thing about the government or the ministry, and I'm not too sure which, you know, who's mostly to blame here. But the ministry took away three classrooms just before Christmas in preparation for our new learning block. And then 4 weeks after returning in the new year, we were told that everything was on hold. And the reason why that's so crazy is because they took away three classrooms and then shortly made a decision to hold the whole project up. I still can't understand the sense of doing that. If they would have known that, you know, there was going to be a pause, allow us to keep those three classrooms. But what they've done is made our situation 100 times worse as we try and push young people into classrooms that that don't fit.
So it's one thing to be told that the project's on hold. Have they given you any indication of when a resumption date might be?
Well, they're undergoing an inquiry at the moment, and that inquiry is set to finish in April this year. Within that inquiry, they are considering a reprioritisation of capital expenses across all buildings, school buildings in New Zealand. What that actually means, I'm not 100% sure, but it doesn't help our urgent situation of having enough space to cater for young people.
And obviously, the growth predictions would mean you need more support rather than less. How destabilising is this? Because it's not just physical buildings that we're talking about here. There's change in tack, about expectations through the curriculum as well, and with potential changes of government every 3 years as a school leader, Ivar, it must be off-putting and destabilising, hard to plan when you're uncertain of the lay of the land going forward.
Incredibly frustrating, particularly when you've got so much noise around our country from officials about raising student achievement. The National Coalition Government, again, like many others, have harped on about the need for better outcomes for young people, particularly NCA, which has, again, dropped nationwide. And yet, and this is the crazy part of our sector and our country, is that this cost-cutting exercise is putting into jeopardy all of that progress that we are making and as a country across the nation. I can't, you know, infrastructure is vitally important. Learning space is vitally important. We've got role growth, which, you know, we're struggling with, and at the same time we have the high expectations from our parent community and wider community to be the school of choice. We can't do it, you know, on the sniff of an oily rag. We need to be able to be supported with resource in order to do that. There's only so much we can do. But it just feels like, Dale, that, you know, we've been pushed in one direction and pulled back through government policy.
Tēnā koe, Ivar. Just out of curiosity too, mate, I was wondering what the Māori role might be at your kura and whether you've established workable, solid relationships with mana whenua there who might strengthen the case when you stand side by side questioning government approaches to physical construction, obviously, and also curriculum changes. What's the Māori situation for Papamoa College?
We have a vibrant and growing population. About 24% of our role are Māori. Our relationship with our local iwi ngā Pōtiki is increasingly important to us and has strengthened over the last couple of years. One of the buildings, believe it or not, Dale, is our whare. And again, trying to convince the ministry that a whare is equally as important as any other classroom in the school is proving really, really difficult, because they differentiate that space, like our gymnasium, in a completely different way. What I think that indicates to me is that the ministry and the government are really short-sighted when they ignore the obvious benefits to our Māori community and others by having our whare built as soon as we possibly can. You know, we've been pretty patient. It's at the tail end of our property project, you know, expectations were high. We're doing some great mahi in terms of supporting young people achieve. In fact, last year was our biggest year of NCA increment. 15% increase at level one, 15% at level three, and about 12% at university entrance. Quite a number of our Māori and Pasifika students have achieved well. We're on a bit of a roll. We want to keep that momentum going. But again, you know, there is this frustration, which is incredibly difficult to understand working in our education sector at the moment.
Tēnā koe, Ivar. I acknowledge your willingness to talk.